Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today. We're in the studio and we're waiting for your phone calls. 1-800-229-3000. Join us today here on New Life.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to a special edition of New Life Live. This is Classic Friday, and all of our calls have already been taken and answered many, many months or years ago. We brought back some of the best. So welcome to New Life Live on Classic Friday.
I just wanted to let you know I do appreciate the hope you give through this program.
My boyfriend and I are both Christians, but he's had affairs the whole time we've been together.
How long is the whole time?
Well, like a year and a half.
How many?
A year and a half he was seeing a married woman the whole time and didn't want to tell me.
How quickly can you call him and tell him it's over?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so. Well, that comforts me.
But we know that the inside sooner or later comes outside.
That's not the primary issue here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with my good friends, colleagues, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud, and your phone calls. Today in USA Today, there was just an earth-shattering article. You're just not going to believe this. That a little bit of exercise is better than none. I mean, it's just that kind of stuff that we're spending money
what
on.
What a revelation.
Yeah, it really is. But you know what?
Well, John and I heard a really interesting program on the radio driving down this morning.
What was that?
About, well, the Amish, out of some medical journal, the Amish eat all this monster piles of food, right? Potatoes and blah, blah, blah. And they're all skinny. And so they started to study this. And what they did was, if you count up, I don't know, how many steps was it a day that is a recommended
number? You're supposed to have
10,000 steps?
10,000, which is 2 miles.
Yeah. And hardly anybody does that anymore because you sit at a computer all day. And this. But they work so hard all day long, every day, that they take like 20,000 steps a day or something, and it's the exercise.
Exactly. I was up in Montana. We did cross-country skiing, all this stuff. I ate like I've never eaten before. I lost a couple of pounds up there. It was just because of the exercise. But now look at what we're doing. You know, there's that Segway or whatever that thing is that you get on and it takes you everywhere. I mean, we're going to be seeing people no longer even walking in the grocery store aisle. They're going to be on these little carts that take them around, and we're going to make ourselves even fatter. But the Amish, who preserve the old lifestyle, they're still walking around, making their way, taking 20,000 steps.
They would, if they start shaving, they'd pick up a few more steps there, walking to the sink.
True.
Yeah.
Well, but they have to wash their beard. But you know what? Here's the deal. You know, God made a body that you can keep in shape, eating quite a bit, if you'll just exercise it the way the body was intended to be exercised. You don't need to be a marathon runner. You need to be a walker. And you don't need to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, please don't be Arnold Schwarzenegger, but
if you're governor, it takes up a lot of time anyway.
Right.
You can't exercise.
You've got your own resistance training there, but weight resistance training, a little of that goes a long way to help rebuild muscle, and we're losing muscle every year, so we've got to do that. So my key to life is wear sunscreen. You got to do that. Do you wear sunscreen?
Sometimes.
Okay. Wear sunscreen, and
if I'm going to go out there baking, but I'm not like you, where I put it on every day before I go out of the garage.
Listen, anybody listening that doesn't wear sunscreen, I care about you. I love you. Put the sunscreen on so you don't get... A friend of mine called yesterday. She's got cancer on her eye from no sunscreen. All right. Wear sunscreen.
You put it
walk
in your eyes?
No. She's got cancer on her eye.
Like...
Not on her eye. On her eye.
Her eyelid.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Still.
So we all pray. We're going to pray for Terry. But anyway, so you do that. Wear sunscreen. You walk every day. Exercise. Move. And you just try to cut out a few of those things that have sugar, white flour, things like that in it, you're going to be fine.
And I promise you won't do this until somebody else who has skin on knows about this.
Right. The sunscreen.
Well, see, that's
not.
Well,
no, yeah.
The
sunscreen, the walking. You've got to have somebody who's bugging you and on your team and on your side on this thing.
Helping you, encouraging you, confronting you.
We know it works. The problem is getting the person to the point to where they can work what works.
We'll be back.
This classic program from the archives of New Life Live will be right back after this short break. Today's show has been pre-recorded. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer February 20th through the 22nd in Orange County, California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. We have 13 steps to successful dating, free for you if you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our resource, Leave Your Baggage Behind. It's an audio tape by Dr. Henry Cloud. It is about as profound as you'll get if you have some things that are bothering you, bugging you, and you want to get rid of them. And those that support us, we send you the new Cobalt Blue Etched in Stone New Life coffee mug. That's our gift to you. Let's go to Kathy in Redondo Beach, California, KKLA. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for your program.
You're welcome. Do you wear sunscreen?
No, I don't.
How old are you?
Like 50s.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably too late anyway. Probably got the cancer. You don't. Anyway.
Okay,
well,
the question I have is, I know God has a plan for each of our lives, and you know, right now I'm in an empty nest thing, and I...
What do you think that plan is, Kathy?
I don't know. I know I'm supposed to do his work, but I'm... and I'm thinking, should I go get a job? Should I go to Christian volunteer?
You know why I ask you that? Because it is a little bit, you know, kind of a debatable topic about does he have a specific thing today or in this season or every season he wants us to do. But one of the things we do know, and when you look at passages that describe his will, like Romans 12, where it says, you know, then you'll be able to discern the good and perfect will of God. What we know his will is for us to be sanctified or involved in the process of character growth where we're becoming more like him. And a lot of times what I see is people are trying to find the what they're supposed to do either before or instead of looking at even what they're already doing and how can we change in the process of what we're already doing. And when we start to focus on that, then what happens is you become more of who you were created to be and paths open up. And sometimes you have the cart before the horse. So, you know, the question is, are you involved in that process first of the process of growth and change and working through issues and, you know, all of that stuff?
Okay, because I always thought there was this specific plan, you know, that God had for your life and you're supposed to follow that plan. And I you know, I didn't know how to do that.
Well, that's the whole point, Kathy, is there's got to be a person that can walk on that path.
Yes.
So a person doesn't wake up in life and say, what do you want me to do? They do the things that they already know that God wants them to do. They get relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They get involved in community. They develop their gifts and talents and their passions. They solve their problems. And then God says, now here's the specifics.
You know, along this line, we know that the Bible God doesn't honor arrogant, judgmental people. He wants us to be humble and show mercy. So you want to know how to find God's will, you start there in dealing with your pride and your arrogance and the humility and things like that. And then the path becomes clearer to you.
Kathy, let me give you an example of this. And you know, we're not saying you're prideful or arrogant or anything like that. But let me give you an example of why we have to focus on the character stuff first. Let's say, for example, do you have any codependent tendencies?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just take that as one issue that needs to go through the process of growth. All right? Well, let's say that you don't face that issue or the need to be, you know, assertive or to confront people or to not go into, you know, difficult or controlling situations or whatever it is. And let's say you're going on the path of trying to find God's work for you and you're going to find, you know, what He wants you to do. And 6,000 other influences come along the way and people putting expectations on you and using guilt messages or even having great ideas that they want you to do that are good for you and this, that, and the other. See, if you haven't resolved the ability to say no to them and to disappoint people and have people mad at you, then you can't find His path that's very clear. That's what we're talking about. So that's why we start with, are you doing the things in life that, like Romans 12 and other passages talk about going through that sanctification process? Are you in a group? Do you have prayer partners? You know, are you somewhere where you're facing the, you know, what it means to be an empty nester, et cetera, et cetera?
It's like it gets the static out of the radio signal from God, Kathy. So get going on the growth process, and you'll find out. And this we've seen this happen with so many people. They get involved in the process of growth and repair and development, and then they'll say, and then, you know, in my heart, I wanted to go inner city, or I wanted to teach Sunday school, or I wanted to help business people because the static was out of the way.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Because you're not just trying to find something. You know,
well, like,
God's trying to find you. Once He finds you, then you're going to say, I think I want this. And He's going to say, huh, I wonder where that came from.
You know, this takes the pressure.
I don't know if He would say that. But.
It takes the pressure off kids. Like, do I go to college in California? Will God, you know, that be God's will? Or Texas, will that be God's will? And you know, whichever one you pick, that's going to be God's will. If you're going to work out your soul issues, it'll become His will. You don't have to say, oh, if I go here, it's going to ruin my life forever.
And it, you know, it's always both. The Bible says that in our hearts, we make our plans, you know, and our desires, and then God directs our steps.
Yeah.
And so He's in relationship with you. But the problem is, if our heart is sick, we're going to have some sick desires, and we're going to have some plans and wishes and fantasies that really aren't real or don't fit us, or, you know, there's somebody else's dream for our lives, and we just have to get the heart straight first, and then God will direct your steps.
All right, let me send you God Will Make a Way. I think that's a great book to help you kind of plot the future. And God does have a future for you. And let me also send you my book, The God of Second Chances, and I hope that will be of help. We're glad you called us. Anybody else wanting those resources, they're available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or at newlife.com.
Okay, now here's an interesting theological question.
Okay.
See. Do you think that God has a very specific, you know, steps, ordered path, God wants you to go to that college, or God wants you to take this job, or et cetera, et cetera? Or do you think that He gives you several options and works with them? Because you got people all over the map on that question.
It seems to me that logically there will always be a best. It just seems that way, that, you know, if you pick this, that would be just like if you were picking mates, you know, you could be married to any one of many people, but there would be one that would, if the two of you got together and worked the way you are, it'd be the best choice for you. But God is used to dealing with people from the very first.
Don't make the best
who were always not picking best, and that's why I think God comes along and says, you know, every time we make that non-best decision, God, not literally like this, but it's like, okay, I can work with that. Okay, well, we'll go with that, and that He unfolds His plan, takes us where we are, no matter what decision we've made, He takes us right there if we'll just stay humble, confess our sins, be open and available to Him, and stay in His Word, stay connected to other people, then we can find it. So what do you think?
Well, As I read the Bible and kind of experience life, I think it's a combination that it's probably not a lot different than parenting. You know, in any given mm-hmm. day, if I look at my kids, for example, they're I don't really care if they, you know, if they play with this toy that day or do this activity or that activity on a lot of days. But what I do care is what happens to them and with them while they're doing that. Mm-hmm. So I am interested in their character growth and their development and this, that, and the other. And there are some activities that I wouldn't want them to do because it doesn't fit them at that right. time or it's not right. And I would say no and not allow that to happen. But then on some other days, there are some specific guidance things I want mm-hmm. to. You're going to school this day or you're going to do this. And I think he probably, you know, he probably has a combination. If you look at the Bible, there are some very specific calls. You know, that people right. get, Abraham, go do this, and Jesus had this, and Paul had that. Paul wanted to go, you know, to his own people, and he was sent, you know, to the Gentiles. So we know God does specifics. Ephesians 2:10 says that. But at the same time, a lot of days are spent kind of sort of like where he has us mm-hmm. making our own choices, and I think he works with what we do. But
you,
who knows?
You couldn't say that it was God's will for Peter to deny him three times.
No, but it was in his understood reality that this is going to happen.
And I think he would have made Peter the rock, the foundation of the church, even if he hadn't denied him. But because he did deny him, it makes it even, to me, more special mm-hmm. that he chose him, because he chose him long before Peter ever denied him three times. Mm-hmm. It was in the plan. So, you know, that's an example of God working with whatever we do and God's plans, you know, moving forward. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a long-standing theological statement. It says God was never responsible for evil or sin, but he devised a plan that somehow included it, or at least included the ability to work with it to accomplish his perfect purpose, which has no evil in it. Right. And it's a very complicated story.
There's a really interesting passage in 1 Corinthians 10 about this whole will of God thing, because, you know, a lot of people are paralyzed by that, like Kathy's struggling with it, where should I do this? What's God's will? And they're kind of waiting for, you know, a sign. And sometimes God does that. But then you got passages like 1 Corinthians 10:27. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever's put before you. It doesn't say, you know, pray about it mm-hmm. and, you know, look for something. Sometimes it's you just want to go. So I like where you went with that, Henry, is that God's interested more in the big picture of our growth and development. Sometimes that takes specific changes because we're going to go the wrong way. That would hurt that.
Right.
Versus, you know, you're on the playground, you're playing with your friends. If you play soccer or baseball, either one's okay.
Les Parrott wrote a new book called Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, kind of talking about this whole issue. Be interesting to read.
Really interesting little tidbit from quantum physics. You know, when you go down as far as you can to understanding the physical world, mm-hmm. that what they find is that even at the subatomic level, there is randomness. There's stuff that happens and these things fire and they go off and there's this random movement that is totally unpredictable and has no rhyme or reason to it. And that randomness ends up creating ordered complexity.
Right.
And, you know, this whole debate about God's sovereignty and our free will and this, that, and the other, they've never been able to resolve it. And I think that's a pretty good metaphor of how he created the physical world, that the physical world kind of, you know, to use a rough analogy, makes its own choices.
Right.
And at the same time, he is able to weave those into the final outcome of what his sovereign will is. It's pretty interesting stuff.
He is God. And he can do it. Let's go to Kelly in Atlanta, Georgia, WNIV. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to New Life.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Or at least it is here. I appreciate you all. You all.
Kelly, are you from the Bronx?
Yeah, I am. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell from that accent.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, it's a little peach here. And I read your Every Woman's Battle book, and that phrase, starve a craving till it dies, really means a lot to me, but I need some specifics on how you do that so that whatever your infatuation or whatever goes away.
Well, it's I'll tell you this, and then we'll want to know kind of where you are and why you're curious about it. But it's like we tell guys that read Every Man's Battle that if you're lusting after all these other images, and you're looking at images on the internet and billboards and movies and all that, then we say starve your eyes for 30 days. And just look away. Bounce your eyes away from that stuff. Don't engage. And you will be very surprised at the end of that 30 days how much more in control you're going to be. Now, we don't. That's not the only piece of advice there. That's just part of changing your behavior. It's the same way with when people have a weight problem, to kind of reset the appetite thermostat, or kind of to jumpstart their weight loss. Sometimes fasting for a day can actually help them get things under control. You know, you're breaking the pattern, and you're making a commitment and kind of a statement with all that your life does. So those are the concepts that are there about starving it. But when we come back from the break, I want to hear what you're dealing with, and let John and Henry address that specifically.
Yeah, because Kelly, Steve's right. You have to starve something, but you can't starve something until something else is eating what it needs, too. Mm. And there are other parts of your soul we're going to talk about.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back. Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Henry Cloud. And Kelly, where does this the question come from? What is it that you're dealing with?
Well, we had a little, a problem in our home, and we went and talked to one of the deacons at our church, and that's what he's trying to do. And my husband agreed to go with me, and he was real sweet. But my husband doesn't take the problem very seriously as seriously as I do. And so the guy has been really nice. How are you doing? How's it going? And offered to help. And I told him I wouldn't talk to him without my husband. My husband won't go back to him. And I'm just like, I started thinking, gosh, that's an awfully nice person. He's giving more attention to this than my husband is. And so I get this little infatuation. I'm like, okay, now I need to get rid of these. And it's more of kind of landed, that I was just so impressed that somebody cared in a way that my husband didn't. And it's really silly because I don't hardly ever see him, but when I do, what strikes me, though, is when I do see him, it's kind of like the infatuation goes away because I face reality, and this is, he's a nice person, but he's not what my fantasy is.
Right.
So I couldn't figure, you know, I'm thinking, well, the more I stay away from him, the more it's a fantasy, but the more I interact with him, the more I think, you
well,
know.
Kelly, but that'll go on forever. Because
yeah, so fix it.
That's funny.
Well, actually, there is a fix, and that is that God's fix is, instead of just getting rid of the fantasy, to provide a better today, a better reality. So whatever you're missing with your husband, well, number one, he probably needs to find, and you, maybe you need to do that, to find someone who's more strongly confronted that this is a big issue, it's a heartbreaking issue for the wife, for your wife, and you're, you know, we're not going to, like, let this go, Sam, and say it's not that big a deal, boys will be boys, and get somebody to kind of get in his face with that, and that's on his end. And the other end is for you to take more charge of your life and your growth so that whatever you're not getting from your husband doesn't immediately go into infatuation with another man. So that right now, you're in a dependent position with the fantasy. Either your husband pays attention to you and is more faithful, or someone, guy off the street who's nice to you, fills up that hole, and both of those are kind of... then you're dependent on someone else to stay in a growing position. It's more of a call to be dealing with whatever that hole is inside of you in some growth context, so that the insides of Kathy can be redeemed and loved and grown and structured and all those things, so that no matter what kind of roller coaster your husband's on, you're not like prey to the fantasies anymore.
And Kelly,
yes.
you are not the first person to be attracted to the image that a professional counselor projects in a professional setting. But you have to step away and not confuse that image that you have with him and the reality of the rest of his life.
Right.
You know, there are men who would sit in a counseling session and say, oh, I really want to help you. But on the way to that session that day, they might have been crying in the car because they hate their job and they hate their... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different reality when you get into their life. You're just seeing a slice of how this guy does his job, and that's really not the man who goes home and plops down on the couch and does whatever he does. So part of this, too, is you being realistic about what part
right.
of this person's life you're actually
just
seeing.
It's a fantasy.
You're connected to something that isn't the reality of
right.
his real life.
Right.
We would say we'd want you to find family somewhere, Kelly,
mm-hmm.
where as your husband grows or doesn't grow, we hope he does, but that family setting you're in will fill you up with so much, with love and structure and life, that if he falls and fails, you're not immediately gone, either in fantasy or in reality, to the arms of another man in your head or otherwise. You're just kind of bugged about it, and you go to your group or you go to your study or you go to your supportive people and say, look what Sam did. I'm just so grieved about it. And they build you up, and the infatuation never occurs again because you're full of life.
Hmm. I see. Fill up the hole.
Yep.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that. I'm going to go do that.
Have you told any of your female friends about this?
Yes,
okay.
I have. Outside of this area, my husband also is a minister, and I just have long-distance friends. I don't really have close friends.
You better get
town.
Some close ones there, Kelly.
You're in town.
Well, you know.
you're in jeopardy, Kelly.
If you look at First John... If you look at 1 John, it says that our joy is made complete, and it gives that in the context of the experiences of you know, walking with and being with and all of that. And,
okay.
And, you know, Jesus came in the flesh. We're supposed to have friends that
okay.
are with us, and that's what's important.
I'll go work on that, too.
Okay.
I've got a lot to work on.
Let me send you a book called Changes That Heal. It's Henry's book, and it really is a great work about connection and the need for connection. I think if you'll read it, I think it'll really help you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And thanks for reading Every Woman's a Battle.
I recommend it, ladies. You better go get it. I'm serious.
Yeah, we've had really good results from that.
Absolutely.
So.
I mean, I had this fantasy, and then somebody gave me this book, and I went, you guys have been reading my mind. I mean, it was just bam, bam, bam. And like, I mean, it just explained every sequence in my head. And I'm like, I was so grateful to God that somebody had put that together. Otherwise, I'd just be floating around going, what happened?
Right. Well, thank you.
Alrighty.
Anybody else interested in Every Woman's Battle, you can get that at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, Henry's book that I recommended, Changes That Heal. And you can find out about the Every Man's Battle workshop February 25th in Virginia and Wives in the Battle January the 31st. We'll be back after this.
We appreciate your faithful support of this program. To give a tax-deductible gift of support or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back with New Life Live after this. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Life Live. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. And, you know, I was just looking at my reservations on the Alaska cruise. It's going to be a great, great time
for
all of us.
Are we going to see, like, Kodiaks and polar bears and stuff? I'm kind of into looking at that.
I don't think we're going to see a polar, but maybe a Kodiak, a grizzly.
How about Aurora Borealis?
No, that'll be in the winter. Yeah. But I can a little slideshow in your room. But this will be a great time. The greatest cruise I've ever been on was the Alaska cruise I did with Women of Faith. And you will not be disappointed. I've never known anybody that went on an Alaska cruise and was disappointed. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. And by the way, it's probably one of the fastest sign-up things that we've ever done. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Holly in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. She listens to WBYN. Hi there.
Hi. I have a question. My husband recently had an affair. I'm having a really hard time forgiving him, partially because he feels that he did nothing wrong and has not asked for forgiveness.
That is very tough.
Why would he believe there's nothing wrong with an affair?
Because he says he did not love me then.
So in
does
his
he see anything wrong with that?
In his value system, if you don't love your wife, it's okay to have an affair?
I didn't think that prior, but apparently.
Is he? What's his spiritual orientation?
That I'm not sure of. The kids and I are believers and attend church. He will occasionally go with us, but that's as far as it goes.
So you don't really know if he has the same beliefs that you have, and he may be kind of making up the rules of what's right and wrong as he goes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, he was an alcoholic for 10 years at least.
Okay.
It's been maybe 6 weeks that he stopped drinking.
So what's your question for us, Kelly?
How do I go about forgiving him, which I know I should do?
What does forgiveness mean when you say that?
I guess getting past the whole thing. He's moved back into the house, has given up the other woman. It was a 4 or 5 month affair.
Oh, so he's back wanting to be with you?
Yes.
And
be a part of the family.
And he's saying, I'm done with her, but
he loves me again.
And he loves you again.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I sure hope he doesn't fall out of love tomorrow night, have another affair, and then call you up and say, I love you again. I mean, that just is a pretty crummy way to exist for you.
Yeah. I wasn't sure I wanted to take him back. The condition was he stopped drinking and, make an effort to be a part of the family, which he has not been for years.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other condition that the two of you go to counseling or something?
I wanted to go. He claims we cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford it because, there are a million churches that do it for free. There are, other kind of agencies that do it for free.
Okay. I mean, I was seeing someone years ago.
Yeah. What our concern is, and let me help with your definition of forgiveness, too, and it's a good question because sometimes we do have some sort of, things that get added to forgiveness that make it very difficult to go forward. And that's what you're saying. When I asked you to define it, what you said was, we'll put it all behind me so I can go forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference in forgiveness and trust and reconciliation. Those are different topics. See, forgiveness really has to do with what the Bible calls canceling a debt. In other words, you're not going to, extract payment from him in some way. He doesn't owe you anything. You're going to let him off the hook for wanting to punish him or take out wrath on him or, et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
And you can do that. You can forgive him even though he doesn't receive it or accept it, apply it, et cetera. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, all right, look, I want to go forward and I'm not going to hold the past against you. But I can't go forward. Now we're talking about reconciliation. See the difference?
Right.
I can't go forward and trust you without some reasons to go forward and think this is going to be any different. And so for you to, to show me that you're serious, I do have to see from you that you see that what you did was hurtful and wrong. Hmm. So I can know that, like Steve said a minute ago, you're not going to, fall out of love tomorrow and therefore be doing nothing wrong in your own head again. Because wrong involves more than just yourself. It's wrong. It's a wrong to me and it's hurtful. And I need to know that that's not going to happen. See, that's when we reconcile, when we have some sort of see some contrition and some sorrow. And some reason to believe it's not going to happen again. So I would want you sitting down with the two of you and a counselor to help him to see that, you're not probably going to just, make a decision to everything be wonderful and it's all of a sudden wonderful. There's some things to be worked out.
Mm. And, it seems like to me he's telling you he loves you, but it doesn't even feel like he acknowledges that you really exist if he's not willing to get into your feelings and understand how much this betrayal must have hurt you so deeply.
And that needs to be the starting point. It's, since the values are so off, they're really skewed, and you don't really know what he feels and believes, you have to start with the connection. What's important to you? If you want to stay married to me, marriage is not we blow these things off and live two separate lives and act like nothing happened. Marriage is I want to understand you and you me. And we don't go any further until that happens. Begin with the connection.
Yeah. Let me send you Boundaries Face to Face, John and Henry's new book, because there's some things in there that are going to help you in your communication with him.
And we'll also send you Boundaries in Marriage, because it talks about the process of how you deal with somebody who's resistant. It'll give you step-by-step how to do it.
All right. 1-800.
You know, there's a lot of good things happening there. He did come back. He loves
came
her.
Back.
To
Which
the degree
he
that
her.
He's able to love. And you can work with that. You know, you never want to throw the pie in somebody's face when they're coming back wanting to work it out. You just have to structure that in a way that it has a possibility of remaining.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's go to Tracy, Colorado Springs. KGFT is the station. Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to try and do this without crying.
It's okay if you do, you know.
I'm in recovery, and I've been trying to get clean and stay clean for about 20 years.
Recover from what, Tracy?
Alcoholism and drug addiction.
Hmm.
I have avoided and refused to deal with the feelings behind the sexual abuse that took place in my home when I was a teenager. I was taken out of my parents' custody. We went through counseling. We went through all of that, and I thought I had forgiven my father, and I thought I had dealt with all of that. But the honest to God truth was I just medicated and got loaded behind it. And I keep relapsing, I think, as a result.
Are you in any kind of recovery, structured recovery?
I attend 12-step meetings. I have a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone through treatment this time, just because I felt that working an active program of recovery and making a commitment to be honest this time would make all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When the issues about this have come up in the past, I've just completely avoided them.
Tracy, is your question how to avoid relapse again?
Yeah, it's how do I walk through these feelings and not get loaded?
Mm. Well, you have brought about a good beginning in that you believe in some kind of recovery process, and we're totally on board with that. But sometimes simply having a sponsor and going to meetings is not enough. That's where, you know, a lot of times you learn abstinence and honesty and moral scrutiny and all those things, and that God is going to engineer all that. But then there sometimes has to be specific treatment that deals with whatever in your character got undeveloped or injured or hurt in the process. For example, for you, every time you go back to the feelings of lostness and abandonment and how you're used, you know, they get so painful you have to run from them. Well, there needs to be specific expertise along those lines, too, to help you with things like learning how to grieve without being overwhelmed, learning how to have more autonomy and freedom so that you don't feel dependent on the past, learning how to let go and those sorts of things. But people and programs exist for that. So I would add to your recovery, I would also add some sort of specific treatment, too. And it's very, very workable.
Okay, hold on.
Tracy,
and I want to send you the Life Recovery Bible. I think that will help you. Henry, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was just saying, Tracy, I feel for you because if all you have, you know, is the don't get high, don't go get loaded, and kind of the deprivation, and you're not taking care of the hurt underneath.
You're listening to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The boys will be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. To make a tax-deductible gift or to order any of the products mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the boys.
We're back. Stephen Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Henry Cloud. Hey, listen to this. I'm a Club New Life member and listen to the radio show as often as I can. I was privileged last week to hear all that's going on in your lives. I want to thank you for recommending this counselor in Chattanooga, Tennessee. When I called New Life for a referral, I wasn't sure how I would feel about talking with someone face-to-face about my problems. I had my first session. It was a comfort knowing he had been chosen by you. Listen, if you're going through something, if you need some help, there is a place to call. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You say, look, here's where I live. Do you have somebody in my area? And if we don't, sometimes we can actually find a person and get them accredited and certified as a New Life affiliate and tell you, hey, this is a person that you can trust. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll help you with that. We'll also tell you about the April 25th Lose It for Life Institute. And if you are struggling with weight, this really could be the beginning of a whole new life for you. Let's go to Donna in Knoxville, Tennessee. WRJZ is the station. Hi, Donna. Welcome to New Life.
Hello.
Hi.
I love your program. I've listened for years.
Thank you.
I am one of those stuck persons you were talking about just a few minutes ago.
Mm.
My husband and I, he's my second husband. My first one died. We've been married for 26 years, and he has pretty much controlled the finances by just, you know, allowing me a certain amount.
Right.
And if I go to work, he cuts that amount back so that, you know, all that I'm making, which is not very much, you know, I have to spend on.
He says, well, you're subsidizing with your money, so I don't need to give you as much.
Right. And he's had some issues that I've tried to get him to go to counseling for, but and I've tried to get him to go for him and myself and for our son. He's had depression problems, and he just will not agree to go. Well, now we're at the point. I quit work about 4 years ago. Because of health problems, I had just, you know, pushed myself so much and worried myself so much that I just couldn't go anymore. But he never will discuss things, you know. He just wants to ignore them and just sort of get through the day.
Right.
He does drink every evening after work.
How much does he drink every evening after work?
Well, used to, he would come in, you know, and you could tell that he was intoxicated. And now he tries to hold back and not get like that, but you know, I really don't know, because he doesn't bring it in the house.
So he has a lot of different ways to live a disconnected life from you.
Right. And I, you know, I don't know what to do. I am stuck.
What have you done, Donna?
Well, I know that I've had problems with depression, and I've gone to a counselor a time or two, but because of the expense, because he wouldn't agree, I felt guilty, so I wouldn't I wouldn't go and spend the money on it. But in the last 2 or 3 months, I've felt I had to do something, so I went to a psychiatrist, and he put me on Zoloft, so that has helped. But my husband doesn't know about that, and if he did, you know, I would feel too guilty to continue with it.
Oh, my goodness.
But
why?
I have worked on and off, but I've never worked consistently, and, you know, he makes so much more than I do anyway.
Well, Donna, is that why you feel guilty? Is a money thing?
Yes.
Because money issues... rarely are money issues in marriage. Well, what they're about are control.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you're describing is a picture where this argument's never going to be settled over how much money who spends where. The argument's going to be settled at a higher level, which is where the two of you, instead of, you know, this is yours and this is mine, where the primary driver of the relationship is a we, not a you or a me.
Yes.
And I think that's the issue that's got to be addressed.
Well, I tried to address that issue with him years ago, wanting, you know, our family to be his main, on the top of his priority list. But he has a brother that he has a farm, he farms together with, and I feel like he has always sort of made him his partner.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, he is 63 years old, and he wants to retire, and I need to go back to work. And I don't have any skills, and my health is sort of bad, and I am stuck. I don't know what to do.
Well, let me tell you, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm going to connect you with the Calvary Center, because I believe you need to treat the alcohol problem first, and all these other things will be added unto you. I mean, if he truly... gets recovery from that, that is going to impact everything in his life. So hold on, let me get that to you. Anybody else interested, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Can I add one other thing, Steve?
Yeah.
From everything Donna said, this is going to involve more than like a time or two of counseling and that sort of thing. This is going to require a concerted, structured effort where you kind of dedicate a large portion of the pie of your life to this. Mm-hmm. So get ready. Get ready to start reading, start talking to people, talking to pastors. Get ready for kind of a project here. This is not going to be something you kind of do here and there.
All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want info on the Calvary Center or anything else that we do. You know, we've got the Everyman's Battle. Listen to this email I just got. What a miracle. I want to tell you, my husband came home a new man. For the first time in his life, he's been able to move forward out of the addiction. He joined an accountability group, began meeting with our pastor completely on his own. It's now been 9 months since the Everyman's Battle workshop. He's going strong. He's also able to open up with other men and share his story. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's from a wife of someone who attended in Indianapolis. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to be part of the Everyman's Battle Workshop, February 25th in Virginia, March 17th in California. If you're a wife, January the 31st is the Wives in the Battle Workshop all over this country. The Lose It for Life Institute, April the 25th, the Alaska Cruise, and the Calvary Center. All information on that is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And also, we need your support here at New Life. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we have so many things that we want to do, new radio areas to be in that are available to us. And if you could help us, we are grateful for that, even just to support your own area or to support the area where you have a family member living that you'd like them to hear the program. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and our gift back to you is the New Life coffee mug. Henry, you have a verse for us here as we close up the program?
Steve, I do, because we've talked to a lot of people today about kind of the combination of being stuck and not knowing the next step and this, that, and the other, and depending on God. And we always talk about the combination of that God has a part and you have a part. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 25:21 says this, "May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you."
Mm.
Isn't it a powerful combination of, you know, without integrity, and when the Bible talks about integrity, it's not kind of sometimes the shallow way, which we mean it like, you know, it means somebody doesn't cheat or lie or steal.
Right.
What integrity really means is the bigger picture of integrated, of being one person, being whole. And, you know, sort of like if a metal has integrity, it's able to withstand the applications that you use it for.
Right.
And when somebody's working on wholeness, when they're working on health, when they're integrating all of God's values and all of his ways and all of the parts of their soul, that will protect them in life. There is strength in character, and God designed it to be that way. And at the same time, you take that whole, healthy, developing person that you are and put your faith in God, and then you've got the way the creation was supposed to work.
Thank you, Henry. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. We care about you. Wear that sunscreen. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this classic program from the Archives of New Life Live. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but we also need you to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. That means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again next time for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.